Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Epictetus in Discourses 1, 27-19. You skeptics who dismiss the evidence of the senses, do you act any differently? Which one of you ever went to the mill when you were in need of a bath? The skeptics Epictetus is railing against were members of one of the major Hellenistic schools, who thought that human beings cannot attain knowledge, since both our senses and our reasoning abilities are faulty. The obvious response to the skeptics is that their conclusion does not follow from the premises. Just because, say, sometimes I am mistaken about what I see or hear, it doesn't mean that I am not right about those things most of the time. Certain knowledge is a mirage, but knowledge comes with degrees of probability. Epictetus' answer is more sarcastic. He is essentially accusing the skeptics of being incoherent, not practicing what they preach. If you are a true skeptic, and you really think that human knowledge is not possible, then why is it that you reliably go to the thermal baths if you want to relax, while you walk to the mill if you want bread? It appears that you actually do know the difference between those things and act accordingly. The broader point is the Stoic critique of philosophy as hair-splitting, or is an exercise done for its own sake. Philosophy for them is a practical endeavor. It helps to live a life worth living. And pretending you don't know the difference between the baths and the mill isn't going to make your life better, no matter how smug you feel for being so clever. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon. Fate prevailing, of course.